Chapter 3, Your Father Knows. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Matthew 6:31.
Over 60 years ago, a famous fictional character named Jabez Stone hit the big time in the Academy Award-winning movie The Devil and Daniel Webster. Stone wasn't evil, but he appeared to be the unluckiest man in all of New Hampshire. Unlike men who have the Midas touch, everything he touched turned to gravel in his teeth. One day, he couldn't take it anymore. He had just broken his plowshare, his horse was sick, his children came down with the measles, his wife was ailing, and he had just injured his hand. Although Stone was religious, that day he vowed that he would sell his soul to the devil for a shortcut to success in life. The devil obliged, and at the expense of his soul began to prosper Stone for 7 years. Outwardly, Stone's life was immediately flooded with good fortune and all the trappings of success. Inwardly, however, his spirit had begun to shrivel up and die. He was about to gain the whole world but lose his very soul. As I watched the movie and read the famous short story by Stephen Vincent Benet on which the movie was based, I couldn't help but think back to the haunting words of Jesus. "You fool. This very night, your life will be demanded of you." Like Stone, all of us have been tempted to look for shortcuts to success. And nowhere is this truer than when it comes to our prayer lives. We desperately want good fortune. We want a formula that will open up the windows of heaven and rain down its blessings. If you want to get right down to it, our prayers sound dangerously close to the pleas of pagans who constantly worry, saying, "What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?" Thus, before Jesus launches into the principles of prayer through the most beautiful, symmetrical, and majestic of all biblical prayers, he first warns his disciples against praying like pagans. The last thing he wants his disciples to do is turn the prayer he's about to teach them